We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos. Evan Ezer, Hilchis Kiddushin, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Yud Zayin. We're speaking about the Ksuba, the marriage contract, which we mentioned earlier. In the previous year, we spoke about the difference between a psula, a woman who's getting married for the first time, that the minimum amount for her Ksuba is 200, whereas an almana, a woman who is widowed, and this is a second marriage for her, the minimum amount in the Ksuba is 100. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues on the laws of Ksuba. V'alkein, and based on what we've been learning here, we'll be able to understand why Tzorich Liten Lo HaKsuba B'Ksav Daika. This agreement must be in writing. V'afilu Kishemachvtiach Lo B'Kinyan Gomor Balpeh, and even if the husband promises her and guarantees it to her orally, and he makes a kinyan, still einoy moil, it does not help. The osur loderima, the husband is forbidden to live with the woman ad sheitin lo haksuba b'ksav daika, until he gives her a written contract, a written document called a ksuba. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into an elaborate, beautiful explanation about the topic of the Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh and what it's all really about, and this will clarify to us why the Ksuba has to be specifically in writing. Ki ish ve'isho sharoshom nimshach mebechinas Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh ki yodua, because man and woman are rooted in the written Torah and the oral Torah. In the Tikkunei Zohar, there's a portion called Posach Eliyahu, which is in most Sidurim. They have that up front, before Shachris, as one of the things that some people say as a prayer before Shachris. It's called Posach Eliyahu. It comes from the introduction of the Tikkunei Zohar, and there it gives an overview regarding the Sfirois, the Midos of Hashem. And there, when it speaks about Malchus, it says Malchus is Peh, De'ihi Torah Shebalpeh, that Malchus, which usually refers to the woman, is associated with the mouth and also corresponds to Torah Shebalpeh. So the woman is Torah Shebalpeh, the man, the husband, is Torah Shebichsav. Asher b'sharoshom hakoil echod, which in reality, from where they originate, they are all actually one, the written Torah and the oral Torah, man and woman. Ki Hashem echod u'shmo echod, because we know that Hashem and His name are one. Ki Hashem echod zebchinas Torah shebichsav, u'shmo echod zebchinas Torah shebalpeh. The term shame, name, refers to Torah shebalpeh, shehu bechinas malchus, as we just said, bechinas shame. Malchus is associated with shame, with the name. Kumo shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Vayas David Shame. David HaMelech made a name. So we see David, who is Malchus, is associated with shame. We also have the famous pasuk, Baruch Shame Kevoid Malchusoy Li'olam Voed. So shame, kovoid, and Malchus all go together. Kamuva B'divrei Rabbeinu Zal, as is brought in Rabbeinu Zal's teachings in chapter 4. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh bechinas hashgocha shleima," and this is tied into what we spoke about in the previous year, the full supervision of Hashem, bechinas v'hachayos rotzoy v'shoiv, which is in the form of two-directional, as we mentioned, that Hashem, a beam of light comes forth from the eye of Hashem kavyochel, and it reaches out to whatever it's looking at, and then it bounces back and brings the image of that item back into the eye. That's referred to as hashgocha shleima, when it's a two-directional thing. As the pasuk says, v'hachayos, the angels, rotzoy v'shoiv, go forward and come back. Shenimshach al yidei hamshochas ha-Torah. And this hashgocha shleima, we draw upon ourselves when we draw Torah. Sheklula, the Torah, which is a combination of tamim, nekudois, tagin, oisiois. the four different components of the Torah, which are the musical notes, the vowels, the crowns on the letters, the special letters, shatnez getz, and the letters themselves. Ki kol ha-Torah shemamshichim tzricha liyos klula mitorah shebachtav v'torah shebalpeh. Because any Torah that we bring down from Hashem has to be a combination of both written Torah and oral Torah. Shebe'emes kula echad, which in reality are one. V'al kein, and therefore, hashgocha hanimsheches al yidei zeh, the hashgocha of Hashem, the strong supervision of Hashem, which we draw upon ourselves by drawing Torah, kfula gamkein, is also double. Just like the Torah is double, there's a Torah shebichsav and Torah shebalpeh, even though we said in reality it's one, but there's Torah shebichsav and Torah shebalpeh, so too, the hashgocha of Hashem, when we study Torah properly, which is the combination of written and oral Torah, we draw upon ourselves the full hashgocha of Hashem, which is the two-directional. Bebchinas rotzoi v'shoi, where it goes out and comes back. Shehu bechinas hashgocha shleima. That's what's referred to as complete hashgocha. Ki rotzoi v'shoi ze bechinas Torah shebichsav v'Torah shebalpeh. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to clarify that these terms, rotzoi v'shoiv, going up and coming back down, correspond to the written Torah and the oral Torah. Shehein bechinas oyer yoshor v'oyer choizer, which are referred to in Sifrei Kabbalah as a light that goes forward and a light that returns. Ki ikar ho'oyer choizer hu bebechinas malchus, because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that when we talk about the light returning, coming back to its source, that's usually referred to as malchus. Shehu bechinas Torah shebalpeh kiyodua, which is associated with Torah shebalpeh. She ikar hashleimus sheyeh nichlal bechinas ho'oyer choizer bo'er yosher. We know that perfection of Torah is when the oral Torah is included in the written Torah, when they go together. Thereby bringing down the full supervision of Hashem. And when these two are working together properly, the Torah shebichsav, the Torah shebalpeh, the male and the female, then what happens is, when there is this full hashgacha, the Oyer Choizer plugs back into the Oyer Yosher, and we see it as one, in a sense. We see it as if it were just Oyer Yosher. We have a source called Oyer Yosher, which sends out light. We have a source, which the source is referred to as an Oyer Yosher, that's a beginning light. That light also feeds an Oyer Choizer, it goes out and comes back. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, that when you have both, when you, basar de'is dechar, where there is Zohar, the female is not mentioned. She is included in the man. Just like we give the example many times, you have a boy and girl, his name is Berkowitz, her name is Goldstein. When they're not married, when the woman is an independent entity, she's known as Goldstein. As soon as they unite, they come together, they get married, Goldstein disappears. She becomes Mrs. Berkowitz. So that's what the Zohar HaKadosh says, Ba'asar de'izdechar nukvo lo'yidkartaman. Where there is the male, the female is not mentioned. She's automatically, she's part of the male. She's included in the male. Ki kol ha'olamos haklulim bebechinas malchus, because all of the different worlds, which are all included in the malchus, in the kingdom of Hashem, shehu bechinas oyer choizer, and we said that the malchus is referred to as oyer choizer, kishezoichen lihiyoy smuchim la'Hashem Yisborach, when all of the worlds are zoiche to come close to Hashem and to plug into Hashem. How? על ידי התורה שישראל ממשיכים ומקבלים עליהם בכל עת, through the Torah, which the Jewish people draw upon themselves and study and fulfill, azai heim choizrim v'nitztayrin be'enov kavyochol. Then all of these worlds, which were referred to as malchus, or choizer, Hashem is supervising them. Hashem is sending out a beam of light to them. And then when that beam of light comes back, all of those worlds, kavyochol, come back as an image in the eye of Hashem, kavyochol, umashgiach aleihem bishleimus. And then we know Hashem is giving them full supervision. Nimtzo, we see therefore, shechoizer bechinas ha'or choizer v'nichlal b'ho'or ha'yosher, that what was originally called or choizer, the female, or the oilomois, which are all included in the malchus of Hashem, they are brought back into the or yosher, and become nichlal, they become part of the or yosher. V'nechzar ha'koil lebechinas or ha'yosher, and everything returns, becomes, goes back to being part of or yosher. Shehu bechinas chesed, which is referred to as chesed, v'choizer v'nichlal kol bechinas Torah shebal peh b'Torah shebichsav. And in addition, the Torah shebal peh, which was called Oyer Choizer, becomes folded into and part of the Torah shebichsav. Ki leko midi delo remiza boi raisa, because there is nothing in the Torah shebal peh that's not hinted to in the Torah Shebichsav, that's not included in the Torah Shebichsav. So we see that the Torah Shebal Peh is inside of the Torah Shebichsav. I've heard it said about the Vilna Goin that towards the end of his life, they saw him just learning Chumash. He sat with a Chumash. What happened? He decided to divorce himself from Gemara, Torah Shebal Peh. The answer is no. By that during his life, he started, like any Jew starts, with Torah Shebichsav. You start with Oyer Yosher. Start with Aleph Beis, Chumash, etc. Except in many of today's high elite yeshivas, where they skip Chumash and Tanakh and Mishnah, and they go straight to Gemara. They start teaching Balei Tshuva Gemara with Tosfos. That's a different story. But the normal way is you start from Torah Shebichsav, Aleph Beis, Rashi, Chumash, Rashi, etc., and which is Oyer Yosher, we said, and then at the right time, when a child is ready, you take this Oyer Yosher, you take this Torah Shebichsav, and extend it out further, go into Torah Shebal Peh, which we said is referred to as Oyer Choizer, the Isha, Torah Shebal Peh. But then, at some point in time, if a person is learning properly, they have the ability to take the whole Torah Shebal Peh and bring it back into Torah Shebichsav, whereby they can be sitting and studying the Parsha of the week, and as they're studying the Parsha, all the different Gemaras and all the different Midrashim and all the different Zohar Kodesh that they learn is all included in the Chumash. And we know, in fact, Baruch Hashem, in recent years, like 100 years ago, whatever it was, there are some of the rabbis who had this kind of knowledge and put it inside the Chumash, whereby there's the Toldos des Aharon, I forget the exact name of the commentary, in the standard Chumashim, which will show you for every Pasuk where that Pasuk is mentioned throughout Shas Bavli, Shas Yerushalmi, in the Zohar HaKodesh in many cases, it'll show you the sources. That's the concept of taking this Oyer Choizer and bringing it back to the Oyer Yosher. And again, we said the Gemara itself tells us that there's nothing in the Gemara that's not found in the Torah Shebichsav. So in fact, the entire Torah Shebal Peh is in the Torah Shebichsav. Just you have to be very, very learned. You have to know the Torah Shebal Peh well, know them both so well to be able to see it. But in fact, they are one. V'alkein tzorech liten lo haksuba b'ksav daika. And it's for this reason that the husband must make this commitment to the wife, the ksuba, in writing specifically. Kedei lichloel hakoil batorah shebichsav, in order to plug everything, in order to incorporate everything into the Torah shebichsav. Ki zeh ikar hatikun, because this is the real perfection, this is really getting it right, shehi tihiyeh tfeila elov kayadua, that she, the woman, should be subservient to him, to the man. She should become part of him. So she who represents the Torah shebal peh should become part of the Torah shebichsav. Ki haksuba hi bechinas hashgocha shleima shenimshach mebechinas haTorah. Because as we mentioned earlier, the ksuba symbolizes this full supervision of Hashem, which comes from the Torah. I wanted to mention earlier, I don't know if we mentioned it, that the Torah, we just said a few lines ago, the Torah is made up of four parts. The letters are the lowest part, then come the crowns, then come the vowels, then come the musical notes. Those four parts correspond to the four parts of the eye. The Zohar HaKadosh speaks about the eye as Tlas Gavna Deina, the three colored rings of the eye, and the Basayin, and the pupil. So the Torah is the eyes of Hashem. We said here that the way we draw the Hashgacha Shleim of Hashem upon us, the way we draw the eyes of Hashem upon us in the fullest sense, is by drawing Torah. The more Torah we're drawing this Hashgacha Shleim of Hashem upon us. So the Ksuba, which is a written document, a bechin of a Torah shebichsav, the ksuba represents hashgoch shleima, which comes from the Torah, sheklula mitamim nekudois tagenoisius, shehu bechinas Torah shebichsav, that's the written Torah, sheshom kol hatamim nekudois tagenoisius, all four components of the Torah, the musical notes, the crowns, all of that is in the Torah shebichsav. Exactly. Even though you don't see it in a Sefer Torah, what you see in a Sefer Torah is only the letters and the crowns. The vowels and the musical notes are not written in a Sefer Torah because they represent Nistar, the hidden Torah. They represent a higher level of Torah, which is hidden. But it's still part of the Torah Shebichsav. There's no ta'amim on the Gemara. There's no such thing as trup on the Gemara. Ki ikar ha'taimim nekudois tagen oisiois heim ba'Torah Shebichsav shekoyren oisa b'taimim nekudois. Because these four components of the Torah really relate specifically to the Torah Shebichsav. Uksubo betagin veoisiois bedikduk godol karoi. And a ksuba is supposed to be written with letters and crowns, with all the proper, every word has to be measured. Every word has to go according to the Torah. V'alkein tzorech liten lo haksuba biksav daika. And it's for this reason that the ksuba must be in writing. Sheze b'chinas Torah shebichsav, like the written Torah, kedei lichlo Torah shebal peh im Torah shebichsav, in order to integrate Torah shebal peh, which is the woman, into the Torah shebichsav. Shehu b'chinas yichud ish ve'isha. That's the concept of the union of husband and wife, Torah shebichsav and Torah shebal peh. Sheshnehem echod b'sharosham. They're both really one in their source. V'tzorich sheyuchlal hakoil b'bechinas Torah shebichsav. However, we said our mission statement is to take everything, to take Torah shebal peh and plug it into, integrate it into the Torah shebichsav. Shehu b'chinas oir hayosher, which is referred to as the oir yosher. Sheze b'chinas hashgocha shleima. Because as Rabbeinu Zal said in Likutei Moran, that's full supervision of Hashem. Full supervision is when the light, this Or Yosher, reaches out to the Or Chozer, reaches out to whatever it's looking at, and it returns in the form of Or Chozer and becomes part of the original Or Yosher. Paragraph Yud Ches. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into a very, very interesting analysis of Yiddishkeit and Torah. Listen very carefully. Ki Torah shebichsav v'Torah shebal peh heim bechinas yediyah bichlal v'yediyah bifrat hamuva b'zoyer kodesh. The written Torah and the oral Torah correspond to what the Zohar HaKadosh refers to as a general awareness of Hashem and a detailed recognition of Hashem. Ki yesh yediya bichlal, there is a general awareness of Hashem. Dahainu mashe yoidin u'maminim b'Hashem yisporach bichlal, that people are aware of and believe in Hashem on a general level, that there is such a thing. There is a creator. The world did not come about by two rocks colliding in midair 12 billion years ago, which resulted in dinosaurs, nothing like that. There's a Hashem behind it. Sheyesh yochid, nimtzo, adoin koil, manig, u'moishel yispor ha'shmoi. There is a singular one who is master of everything, who rules over everything. Blessed be his name. That's one level. V'achar kach tzrichin leida b'protius. But then there's another level where a person has to know that in a very specific, detailed way. Shehu b'chinas hasoga selukus shezoiche kol chad kefuman demeshar b'libe. This refers to the understanding of Hashem that each and every single individual person achieves in this world based on the levels that they achieve, based on their Torah and life experience and everything, and based on what they're able to perceive inside of themselves. Kifi ma shezoiche leshaber taivas olam hazeh. And in addition, besides learning and thinking, besides all the mental stuff, in order to have awareness, real awareness of Hashem, it requires breaking, overcoming all the desires and temptations of the materialistic world, ulesagel mitzvos umaisim toivim, and to acquire and achieve and perform many good deeds, many mitzvos umaisim toivim. So to the degree that a person lives the right kind of life, where they're studying a lot of Torah, and they're davening, and they're doing mitzvos umaisim toivim, and they overcome the Yetzer Hara, to that degree, that person will be zeicher to achieve a detailed, a specific recognition, awareness, connection to Hashem. That's the second level. The first level was on a general level for a person to be able to say, of course I believe that there's a creator. Of course I know there's a creator. But not give it much thought more than that. And then there's a person whose whole life revolves around Hashem. And they're doing everything they possibly can. They're trying to study everything they can to become more and more knowledgeable about Hashem through the Torah. And in addition, they realize that studying alone doesn't do it. This isn't chemistry, this isn't mathematics, where you're going to take 100 courses and you're going to know everything. This is religion, this is spirituality. There are professors who study Kabbalah in university and they know nothing. They can quote names of Hashem, they can say all the words, they have no connection whatsoever, almost, to Hashem, to the Torah, to Kabbalah, to any of that. It's baloney, that's what it is. Because Rav Nosson Zal tells us here, as he does in many other places, the only way that a person can achieve real understanding of Hashem and real connection to Hashem is only through the combination of a lot of study and a lot of working on oneself, fighting the Yetzer Hara, battling the Yetzer Hara, succeeding on that person's level in overcoming, in controlling temptations, taivas rois, midos rois, and performing many, many mitzvos and maisim toivim. Ushnei hayediyoi so'ela, and these two levels of awareness and recognition of Hashem, shein bechinas yediyah bichlal v'yediyah beprat, hein bechinas torah shebichsav v'torah shebalpeh. Another way of looking at these two levels of awareness of Hashem is the written Torah versus the oral Torah. Ki torah shebichsav, because the written Torah ze bechinas yediyah bechlal. That's an example of a general, vague recognition of Hashem. V'al kein ikar shoyrish haTorah hu anoichi v'lo yelecha. And that's why the main foundation and basis of the entire Torah is the first two of the Ten Commandments. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yilecha Lekim Acherim. One is a positive commandment, one is a negative commandment. They are the foundation of all 248 positive ones and 365 negative. Sheshamanu Mipi HaGvura. And those two commandments we heard directly from Hashem. Hashem spoke to Klal Yisrael face to face. Shehu bechinas yediyah bechlal. And yet that's referred to as an understanding of Hashem on a general level, an awareness of Hashem on a very general level. Shehoidiyam, whereby Hashem informed us and enlightened us, shehu elokeinu, that He is our Hashem, ve'ein oid, and there's no other. Ushar kol mitzvah satoira, whereas the other 611 mitzvahs of the Torah, heim bechinas yediyah beprat, that's where we're getting into much more detail. Ki kol mitzvah u'mitzvah hi yediyah proteus, because each and every individual mitzvah represents a specific connection to Hashem, an awareness of Hashem, sheyoidin ritzoina yisborach, whereby we're aware that Hashem wants this and this thing. Hashem wants us not to eat that bird. Hashem wants us not to eat that cockroach. Hashem wants us to observe Shabbos, to have meat for Shabbos, etc. For example, Hashem wants a man to put on tefillin every day. And that tefillin should be comprised of these four specific parshiyos of the Torah. And those parchments should be placed inside of boxes made out of leather. And all the other details. V'chein ritzoinoi, and another thing that Hashem wants from us is lesatei pat tzitzis, to wear tzitzis, v'chulu, etc. U'kiyotzei b'shar ha-mitzvois, and so on and so forth regarding all the other individual instructions and commandments of Hashem. V'al kein, and therefore, al yedei kol mitzvah, mitzvah shonu b'kaimim, through each and every mitzvah which we fulfill, Shehem bechinas hisgalus yediyas ritzoinei beprotius, whereby each one of these mitzvahs is the revelation of a specific desire of Hashem, something specific that Hashem wants or doesn't want, Hashem likes or doesn't like. Ayideze zoichen lahasigo yisporach kol chad kfoman demeshar belibe. Through this, by studying and fulfilling all the mitzvahs, we get to understand Hashem, we get an understanding, an awareness of Hashem, each and every person on their level. Shezeu bechinas yediyah proteus. And this is what the Zohar HaKadosh refers to as a detail, a specific awareness and recognition of Hashem. Shezeuche kol echod, which each and every person can achieve, kifi kedushosoi v'taharosoi, dependent on their holiness and purity, lehakir oisa yizborach ba'olam haba. I'm sorry, which each and every single person will be zeicha to achieve, based on their holiness and purity, to recognize Hashem in the future world, in the world to come. Bebechinas yediyah proteus. That's where we're going to have this detail, much more detailed recognition and awareness of Hashem. Shezehu ikar hageder vahevdel sheyil osid bein Yisrael lo'umay soilam. And this is actually the main difference that there will be in the future between the Jewish nation versus the other nations. V'chein bein Yisrael bi'atzman. And so too, this is going to be the difference between each and every individual Jew. Sheyeh hefresh vehevdel godol Bein tzadik l'rosha. There will be major, major difference between a righteous Jew, a tzadik, versus a rosha. Vafilu bein hatzadikim biatzmon, and even among the tzadikim themselves, ubein haksherim, and among the religious people, vahabeinonim biatzmon, and even among the intermediate people, there'll be major differences. Kama shekosu, as the pasuk says, v'shavtem ureisim bein tzadik l'rosha bein oved elokim l'asher lo yavodoy. You will sit and you will observe the difference between a tzadik and a rosha, between one who served Hashem to one who didn't serve Hashem. And the Gemara tells us in Chagiga, what do we mean the difference between a person who served Hashem and a person who didn't serve Hashem? The Gemara says that's the difference between a person who reviewed his learning 100 times to a person who reviewed his learning 101 times. That there's going to be vast, vast difference between those two. Interesting to note, I believe it's the Vilna Gaon that points out that the words Oyved, Elokim, La'asher, take a look at those three words, Oyved, Elokim, La'asher, the first letters are Ayin, Aleph, Lamed, 70 plus 1 plus 30, which is 101. Lo Yavodoy, the first letters are Lamed, Ayin, 30 and 70, which is 100. So here's a perfect example. The Gemara says on this pasuk, you're going to see the difference between one who served Hashem and one who didn't serve Hashem. And the Gemara says that this means the difference between one who reviews his learning 100 times to a person who reviews it 101 times. Where does it say that? Where does it say anything about 100? You need to be a Vilna Gaon who Hashem gives a Ruach HaKodesh, a Holy Spirit, to look at these words, and the words talk to you. The words show you that, look, it's in the first letters. It's right there. That this is 101, this is 100. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that as long as a person is reviewing his learning 100 times, he's still within the arena of the Yetzirah, within the ballpark of the Yetzirah, whose nickname is Samach Mem. He's called the Samach Mem, the poison. Samach Mem is 100. As soon as a Jew is zeichet to review his learning that 101st time, he leaves the domain of the Samach Mem, and he goes into the domain of the angel Michoel. Michoel is 101. Michoel is one of the most positive angels in heaven. He's called the Kohen Gadol in heaven. He's the angel of Chesed and Rachmim, etc. So you see the incredible depth in the Torah. What this, and you see again the difference. A person would say, come on, what's the big deal? I wish I reviewed my learning 3 times. That's all cute and funny. But after all of that cuteness and funniness, Rav Nosson Zal setting the record very straight, that there will be very big differences, huge differences, even between a tzaddik who reviewed his learning 100 times to a tzaddik who reviewed his learning 101 times, vast differences. Because Hashem is infinite. The Torah is infinite. Gan Eden is infinite. So there's enough room in infinite for everybody not to be occupying one seat, or for everybody not to be on the same floor. Hashem has no problem putting up more floors on the building to accommodate every single tzaddik based on the levels that he attained. Ve'ikar hachiluk v'ahefrish besoif tachlis o'achroin, and the main differences between people, between non-Jew versus Lahavdil Jew, and between Jew and Jew in the future, Yihye bebechinas yediya protius, will obviously be regarding that specific awareness of Hashem. That's what separates the men from the boys. The fact that a person could say, oh, well, of course I know that there's a Hashem. That yediya klolius, that everybody can be relatively in the same position. But it's when it comes to the yediya protius, how many of those 611 other mitzvahs did you fulfill? And with what detail, and on what level, and how often? That's where the whole difference is going to be. Shekol mi sheyoga yoiser b'avodas Hashem, any person who put more effort into serving Hashem, uperish esatzmoy meolam hazeh beyoser, and was less involved in gashmius, in materialism, less pleasures, less luxuries, less participation in olam hazeh, v'oso nachas ruach leyoytzroi beyoser bemes, and he caused more satisfaction to Hashem than someone else. That person in the future in Olam Haba will be given a much higher level of understanding of Hashem than somebody who put in less effort. Ve'yesh tzadikim, now Rav Nosson Zal adds, ve'yesh tzadikim u'ksherim, there are tzadikim and very religious people, shegam ba'olam hazeh, where they don't have to wait till the next world. Even in this world, they advance themselves so far, they become so successful in Torah and mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, that even in this world, they are zoiche to a little bit of yediyah protius, a little bit of a detailed understanding about Hashem. Shehi bechinas ha-hasogois shel kol ha-tzadikim amitim. This is what's referred to in Sfarim as the levels of understanding, the achievements of the true tzadikim, shemasigim gam bo'ilam hazeh ma shemasigim, whereby these great tzadikim, even while they're still in this world, in the olam ha-sheker, in the world of darkness, in the world of all that is darkness, sheker, materialism, these tzaddikim azoicha to rise above it and to achieve a certain level of understanding of Hashem, which other Jews would hope to achieve in Olam Haba. Nimtza, we see therefore, shekol haTorah hi bebechinas yediyah haprotius, that the entire Torah is that detailed understanding of Hashem. Aval ze yodua, however it is known in Chassidus and in Kabbalah, shekol bechina ubechina klula mikola bechinois, that each aspect, each item, includes in it all of the other ones. Chesed, there's a gvura shebechesed, there's a tefera shebechesed, each one has the other ones in it. V'alkein, and therefore, gam b'hatoyra bi'atzmo yesh shtei bechinois. And for this reason, in the Torah itself, you find both of these. Bechinas klal uprat. You find the general and the very specific, the very detailed. Shehi bechinas Torah shebichsav v'torah shebalpeh. Which one form of that is the written Torah, and then you have the oral Torah. Ki Torah shebichsav, because the written Torah comes from a general perception of Hashem. The Torah Shebal Peh nimsheches mebechinas yediyah beprat, whereas the Torah Shebal Peh, which is much, much larger, you know, 1,000 times bigger, much more pages, much more information, everything, that comes from yediyah beprat. Ki Torah Shebichsav, because the written Torah, with its details, the written Torah has some detail in it, all of that detail is considered general compared to the level of detail in the Torah Shebal Peh. For example, ki batorah shebichsav ksuvim kol hamitzvos bechlal, because in the written Torah, each one of the mitzvahs is presented on a very general level. Kigoin mitzvahs tefillin. Let's take, for example, a mitzvah of tefillin. Nemar b'hatorah b'posuk echad b'chlal. In the written Torah, it takes up one posuk, basically. Ukshartom lo'oyis al yodecho v'yu l'toytofo is bein einocho. Period. V'chulu, etc. Aval protei hamitzvahs. But the thousands and hundreds of thousands of details related to tefillin, kigoin kol dinei hatefillin b'proteus, for example, just in halacha alone, all the laws that apply to tefillin, ein yoidim kiyim al yidei Torah shebal peh. We have no awareness of that until we go into the Torah shebal peh. Shehi bechinas yediya b'prat, which is the real example of a detailed understanding of Hashem. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes back again. Ube'emes shtei hayidiyas elu. Shein b'chinas klalu prat hakol echod. In reality, these two levels are really one. Ki Hashem echod u'shmoy echod, as we said before. Ki kol ma sheyoidinu masigin at tzadik ma'amitim retzoni yisborach v'asogas l'kus b'chinas yediyah b'protius. Because let's take the example of the tzadikim, the great tzadikim. The more they study detail about Hashem, the more they learn Shas and Shulchan Aruch and Rishonim and Achronim and more, and the more they're performing mitzvahs and ma'asim and tovim, and they're getting more of an understanding on a detail level about Hashem, Chozrim Tomid El HaKlal. They always go back to that general level. Shehu Bechinas Yediyah HaKlolius, Sheyoidin Hakoil Bistam, which is the general recognition of Hashem, Shehu Bechina Shleimus So Emuno Shel Klal Yisrael, which refers to the pure, perfect faith of the Jewish people. Shemaminim Bo Yisbora Bechlal, who believe in Hashem on a general level, without going into detail, as we Shezehu Ha'ikar. And that's the most important thing. When we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we ain't getting into any specifics there. We're not talking about whether Hashem likes chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, does he like the sun, does he like it dark, hot, cold, nothing. Just one big, broad statement. Hashem is one, his name is one, period. So even the greatest of tzaddikim, who spend hours every day and night learning Gemara, Rishonim, Achronim, they still always come back to that Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that general big umbrella statement, which includes everything. Umikol hayediyos haprotius, and from all of that detail, from all the detail learning and mitzvahs and everything, Tzrichin lachzor l'sham. You always have to remember to go back to your roots, to go back to the beginning, to go back to Aleph Beis, Shema Yisrael Hashem. And this is bebechinas, as we know, one of the formulas by which the rabbis say we study the Torah, we understand the Torah, is klal uprat uklal. Shebetchila yoidin bechlal, which means we start off learning about Hashem on a very general level. V'acharkach, and then, mi shezoich leizah hasogol b'chinas yediyah protius, a person who's zoich to learn Chumash and Rashi, and then Gemishna and Gemara, to have a detailed recognition of Hashem, tzorich lachzor b'chol eis l'b'chinas yediyah klolius, has to always remember to go back. To go back to that Shema Yisroel Hashem Elokecha, to go back to that awareness of the oneness of Hashem. Ukemavura b'Zohar HaKadosh b'Hagdoma, as is explained in the introduction to the Zohar HaKadosh, where it says, Kevon deshoal barnash, umefashvesh listatlo leminda, as soon as a person starts asking questions and they start analyzing to look and to learn and to understand about Hashem, v'chulu, etc., etc. Kevon demoti tamon, when a person arrives at that, where they've already studied thousands of pages of Torah, and they've performed thousands of mitzvahs and everything, after all of that, kevon demoti tamon, when they arrive at that place, mechomis, ma yodis, ma pishpesht, what do they see? What do they know? What do they feel? Meaning, the person has to always, as much as the person is learning tons and tons and tons about Hashem, he's got to always go back to Hashem is one, which means Hashem is so far above me, I don't know anything. I don't know anything. I'm going back to my roots. That when I say those words, Shema Yisrael, I'm saying it like a 3-year-old kid, like a 4-year-old kid. Just pure simplicity. Ki tachlis hayedia sheloi neda, because all of the Sforim tell us that the highest level of knowledge that a person can achieve is knowing that they don't know. Nimtza, we see therefore, shechoizrim lo'olam el haklal, that we always go back to the klal, Shehi Yediyah HaKlol Yisrael, which is that general recognition of Hashem, that Anoichi Hashem Alekech Asher Etzisich Mei Eretz Mitzrayim, Lo Yilech Elekim Acherim. Rak Sha'al Yedei Bechinas HaYediyah Proti Shel HaTzadikim Amitiyim, however, as a result of the true tzadikim killing themselves for Hashem, serving Hashem day and night, studying Torah, doing mitzvahs, doing everything, even though every morning and every night they go back to their Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, afal pikein huzchus lohem v'toyva gadoy lamoid. So a person would say, then what did I accomplish? With all of this stuff, it all just goes back to simple Shema Yisrael. Let me just stick to Shema Yisrael. What do I have to get into all the deep? No. It's still tremendous benefit. You know why? Because if a person says Shema Yisrael, a person goes to shul for Shacharis, and they say Shema Yisrael, and then they finish Shacharis, and they go out to work for 8 hours, 12 hours, 16 hours, and then they go home and they have a big thick steak with the potatoes, with the greasy potatoes, and then they go to sleep, and then they get up the next morning, and again, they say their Shema Yisrael, and they think they're being wonderful. They're showing real faith in Hashem. Because the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal once said, and this is in the Gemara, that if the Jews have only one merit, if they have only one zechus, which is Shema Yisrael, that's enough to save them. So the person figures that if it's good enough for Rabbi Shimon, it's good enough for me. So the person, I don't have to learn anything more or get involved in other mitzvahs. That person has a minimal connection to Hashem. And their Shema Yisrael is on an infantile level. It's tiny. Whereas, if a person says the Shema Yisrael, and then after davening he tries to learn a little bit, and then even if he has to go to work, every opportunity he has, he's trying to learn, and mitzvahs. He's learning, his work is mitzvahs, he's involved totally in trying to get into every aspect of the detail, the idea proti, both in study and in action. When that person comes back at night and says Shema Yisrael in Maariv, his Shema Yisrael is not the same Shema Yisrael as in the morning. It's a different world. Whether he feels it or he doesn't feel it, whether he knows it or doesn't know it, every word of Torah he learned, every mitzvah he did, put him on a different level, completely different level. So now, even though he's going back to roots, he's going back to kindergarten and saying that Shema Yisrael, it's a different, before it was a dollar bill, a $1 Shema Yisrael, and then now it's a $100 bill. It's the same piece of paper, it's the same green paper, it's got the same one on it, like what's the big deal? Is it so different? It's so different, you're right. A $1 bill, and then there's a $100 bill, and then there's a $1,000 bill, and so on and so forth. Each time, the more the person works on that Yediyah Proti, even though he's going back to the Klal, his Klal is on a completely different level than what it was before. Ki kol ma shemasigim yoyser hasogas elokus bebchinas Yediyah Proti is, because the more that these great tzaddikim achieve higher and higher levels of understanding of Hashem through the Gemara, Halacha, Kabbalah, through all the learning they're doing and the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim that they're doing, hey mamshichim lonu emuna shlema beyeser se'es v'yeser oz. That makes them qualified, more qualified and more qualified and more qualified to teach us regular people pure emuna. Better and better. Shezeu bechinas yediyah haklolius. That's this. That's the concept of the yediyah klolius. The emuna, the simple emuna, the Shema Yisrael. So once again, Rav Nosson Zal started out showing us that the Zohar Kodesh uses these two terms, yediyah bechlolius, yediyah beprotius. And Rav Nosson Zal said one example of that is the written Torah versus the oral Torah. And he said that that they're both really one. Because everything in the oral Torah is found in the written Torah. And you can't understand anything about the written Torah without learning the oral Torah. So they're married to each other. But at the same time, Rav Nosson Zal said, a Jew has to work on both. A Jew has to work on his simple emuna, and then a Jew has to work on the idea of a proteus by learning a lot, as much as he possibly can, and fighting his Yetzirah and doing mitzvahs ma'asim tovim. But even when he gets all involved in that, he should not forget about Hashem. I always mention this, that years ago, I remember seeing a beautiful brochure that was done about one of the yeshivas. They wanted to use this brochure to recruit students for the yeshiva, to show what this yeshiva is all about. And it was about 6 pages. And I read it from the first word to the last word. And I was appalled to see that the word Hashem was not mentioned once in the entire brochure. We're talking about an Orthodox yeshiva, an Orthodox Jewish school, no mention of Hashem. And we know that that's possible. We know it's possible for people to be sitting and learning Torah all day and not mention Hashem and sometimes not even think about Hashem. Sometimes they're learning it, lahavdil, the way somebody else is learning physics or something else, and forgetting this concept of Yediyah Kloli and Yediyah Proti, and that they're inseparable. And if a person does one without the other, he could be missing the boat. He could be putting up a beautiful building, gorgeous building, but they forgot to lay the foundation. So we know how strong that building is. A wind comes along, the right wind comes along, the right conditions, that building goes. So it's possible for a person to be learning a lot of Torah. But if they don't know about this Yediyah B'Klolius, if they're not reminded constantly about the fact that Hashem created the world, and Hashem is making the sunshine, and Hashem gave us Masechta Eruvin, and Masechta Nida, and the Ktzayis Choshen, and everything. If they forget that at any point, they forget the Hashem in the equation, and the concept of our subservience to, and our loyalty, and our wanting to do everything we possibly can to please Hashem, whether it involves opening a Gemara or closing a Gemara, whether it involves giving tzedakah, whatever it takes to serve Hashem. If a person is lacking that, then chas v'shalom, they're lacking something very major. Hold it over here for now.